It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, if you've been listening to recent episodes of the podcast, you will know that we are giving away a truckload of our brand new merchandise. It's our Opinions Matter travel mugs. They're exclusive to this podcast. You can't get them anywhere else. And there's only a couple of hundred, so you could have a collector's item in the years to come. Anyway, our travel mugs are brilliant. They're really, really good quality. I'm using mine every day in the car, and I can't recommend them enough. So we are giving ones away very regularly. On the most recent episode of the podcast, we asked a very simple question. So let us ring a winner right now.
Hello.
Could I speak to Anne, please?
Speaking.
Hello, Anne. How are you? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you getting on?
How's it going, Adrian?
I'm good.
Not too bad. Yourself?
How's it going with you?
I'm grand. I just started listening to your podcast, believe it or not. I'm out sick, out of work and that, and I listen to it at night. It kind of helps me relax at night. I left work there in July, and I'm kind of, but I love the podcast. I love all the guests.
Absolutely brilliant. I'm delighted to hear that. Well,
I love all the guests.
That's great to hear. It really is. And you entered our competition for one of our Opinions Matter coffee mugs.
I did.
What was the answer to the question? We asked a question. What was the name of the cat that Jeremy mentioned?
Garfield.
It was Garfield. That is the right answer. Anne Hennessy, you just won yourself an Opinions Matter coffee mug.
Thank you so much.
They're very exclusive.
I'm delighted. And I love your show. I love all the guests, Jonathan, Trevor. I love when they're all fighting with each other. It's brilliant.
That is great to hear. Anne, thank you very much indeed for entering the competition. And
no
we
problem.
Are going to pop an Opinions Matter coffee mug, a portable coffee mug in the post to you this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much indeed, Anne.
Thank you.
Well done.
Bye-bye.
And one more opportunity in this episode to win one of our coffee mugs, a question at the end of the episode. Now, Hazel is a lady who contacted us. Have a listen to this. This is a very different angle on this whole conversation of, have a listen. It's self-explanatory. I was listening to your podcast about Enoch Burke recently, and I thought you'd be interested in this. My 15-year-old daughter is in secondary school in Dublin 13. Please don't name the school. Now, she did actually give us the name of the school, but we won't name the school, and it'll become clear
why won't we actually?
Because I've only this lady's word to take for this. We haven't confirmed this with the school, so therefore we're not naming the school.
Okay.
Anyway, my 15-year-old daughter is in secondary school in Dublin 13. One of her close friends has started identifying as non-binary in the past year. A lovely person, been in my house many times. In fact, they came with us on holidays last summer with my daughter. Anyway, I just want to highlight how respectful the school have been towards them. And this is how it should be done. Students should never feel unsupported. My daughter has six different teachers every day, and they all have no issue using their non-binary name. Now, Hazel actually gave us this individual's non-binary name, but again, I'm not going to mention it. It's kind of irrelevant. In fact, she does say don't give out the name.
But it just so happens that the person's non-binary name, the name, that's the name they had anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
The name they have is a, what's it called when it can be male or female?
Either or.
It's an either or name.
Yes,
so it wasn't a big deal in what I'm saying. In other words, it wasn't that
there was no name change.
Alison became Fred.
No, this name is used by boys and girls.
Why would a 15-year-old call themselves Fred?
Yeah. Anyway, this name is used.
It's a unisex name.
That's the word. Okay. I think you should highlight this to show how schools and teachers should deal with gender issues, and that's from a lady called Hazel. So basically, what Hazel is saying is how absolutely fantastic it is that a child in this school in Dublin 13 has been, I suppose, accepted and embraced and supported by the school, by the teachers, because they are identifying as non-binary, so neither male nor female, and the school have been absolutely fantastic and wonderfully respectful. Now, the message was sent in to us on the back of the conversation we had in our last episode of the podcast, which was all about Enoch Burke and transgenderism and blah, 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 blah. And the furore that there has been over transgenderism. It's important to know that this is coming on the back of that episode.
Yeah.
And the furore over over Enoch Burke and his stance on transgenderism and standing outside the school and going to prison and all of that. Okay. He claims it's all to do with his stance on transgenderism.
And that's why Hazel got in contact with us.
Yes, because that's exactly what I'm saying. That on the back of that conversation, she's basically saying, actually, hello, this is how it should be done. This school has done it the right way. This school is supporting this child, not making an issue. This child is identifying as non-binary and wishes to use the pronouns they or them. And that's the way it is. And in fact, if you listen to the way Hazel wrote the message, she says in the message several times, they've been to my house several times. In fact, they came on holidays with us last summer. Okay?
Yeah.
So she's being respectful as well.
Of course she is. And here's the thing. No matter how you feel about non-binary or trans, this isn't a bit, it's not a conversation about trans. So it's about non-binary people. So these are people who identify as neither male nor female. That's just to break it, because some people may not know. So a non-binary person does not identify as male or female. They are non-binary, and they use the pronouns they. Or some of them use they, her, or they, him. But this particular person, who has a unisex name anyway, so when from the point of view of the teachers, from the point of view of the teachers, it probably makes no difference anyway, because that student's name was a unisex name anyway.
Yes, it was, yeah.
So, like one of my kids has a unisex name, Alex.
Yep, very good. Yeah, a boy or a girl can use that equally.
So if my daughter, who's now a daughter, turns around at the age of 16 and says, I want to be non-binary, same name. Don't need to change the name.
No, absolutely.
So from the point of view of the teachers, because a lot of people look too deep into this, and it's actually not that deep, lads. It's about as deep as a puddle. It's not that big of a deal for a teacher. They don't have to change anything, to be honest with you. And in a lot of schools now, anyway, I know in my kids' schools, a lot of the girls wear trousers. So the days, thank God that's all gone, where girls had
girls had to wear skirts and all that.
Bollocks. We need to do away with all that shite of girls having to wear skirts. So a lot of girls, nothing to do with gender, by the way, a lot of girls just like wearing trousers in school. So that's not a change either. So from the point of view of the school, they didn't have to do a lot. They're not bending over backwards. They're not giving in to what you, some of you people class as non-binary ideology and giving into this bullshit. All they are doing, guys, and this is not me coming from, he's a lefty, because I'm not a lefty. I just believe in treating all children equal. That's all I believe in cheese. And if you don't believe in that, have the balls to come on and tell me that you don't believe that all children should be treated equal. Because I'm going to say something to all of you right now. And this goes for every single person. And you can bullshit me, but I know I'm right. If you're a parent, turns around at some stage in their life, usually when they're discovering their sexuality at 15 or 16 or whatever, if they turn around and say, I want to be recognised as non-binary. So this is your child. I'm talking to you. See the biggest that's listening to us right now, the close-minded fool. I'm talking directly to you. If your child turns around at some stage and says, I want to identify as non-binary, what are you going to do? You're going to accept them. Because if you don't accept them, you lose your child forever.
Yeah. By the way, some parents
you become a sad bastard.
Don't accept it.
Yeah, well, then you become a sad bastard. Okay? So you're going to accept it. Now, If you find out that your school that your child goes to is not accepting it and basically leaving them out on their own, you are going to be marching down to that school straight away.
Okay, so what do you say to the people who have written things like Bill? Bill wrote, non-binary me bollocks.
Bill hasn't got a brain cell to rub together. Like, non-binary.
But
that's fine.
Some people believe that. Non-binary me bollocks. You're either male or female.
But if that is the limit of your argument, non-binary me bollocks, again, I will say to you again, Bill, are you going to disown your child if they say they're non-binary? This is very simple again. And I'm going to finish up by saying this again, then I'll shut up. It's not that deep, lads. It's about a school not discriminating against a child, and it's about a parent. By the way,
and reading some of the comments, by the way, I think a lot of adults are saying this child should be discriminated against. Reading the comments, that's what a lot of people are saying, which is disgusting.
Right, look at this big mouth, Thomas McCormick, bounced them off the wall. Yeah, Thomas, you're going to bounce your child off the wall. Yeah, you're going to bounce them off the wall. That's probably why you don't have children. So let's have a mature conversation about this. As I said, it's not that deep. All we're talking about is a child being accepted by school and not being left on their own. That's all we're talking about. You all believe in fairness, I would have thought. So what's the big deal here? Am I right or am I? And that's
just the conversation that we want to have.
By the way, it's not. And stop calling me a fucking lefty in the comments, you pricks, because that really annoys me.
Relax,
because, because it's not lefty to want equality for children. That is not a left attitude. I thought we were all about fairness. Like, do you guys want children bullied if they're non-binary?
Well, some of the comments I'm reading, they do want them bullied. They want them picked on for being non-binary.
Okay, so you want children, just so I'm completely clear here, a lot of our listeners want children bullied because they're not the same, they don't conform.
Yeah, that's basically it, yeah.
Oh, but then shame on you. First of all, shame on you and fuck you as well.
Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved. Hazel is the lady who contacted us, and on the back of our most recent episode where we talked about Enoch Burke outside Wilson's Hospital School and him still going on and on and on about his beliefs and him not wanting to recognise a transgender individual, Hazel has contacted us to basically say, the school that my child goes to is fantastic. Jess has been on to us.
Can't come on, lads, but listen, do you know what? I have more respect for the trans people because at least they can fucking pick one. They can pick one. This whole non-binary, they, them, these are all this shite. Would you piss off? But whatever you have between your legs, that's what you are. If you want to change it, fine, go ahead. At least, like I said, at least a trans can fucking pick a gender. This whole non-binary shit, and there's more than two, which is fucking wrong because no one can ever name them. It's brainwashing. It's disgusting. Like, I'm not the only person in the LGBT alphabet mafia community who thinks this. It's just beyond a joke. It's brainwashing. It's disgusting, perverse shit.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
My child's school has been fantastic. It is embracing and accepting a child who is non-binary. Brenda, sorry, that's a message from Hazel. Brenda, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thanks, Brenda. So Hazel is delighted with her child's school for being so inclusive that they have not made an issue at all over a child essentially identifying as non-binary. What's your opinion on this?
I think at this point, it's 2026, it shouldn't be something that gives any reaction of that's amazing or that's not. Do you know what I mean? It should just be accepted.
Yeah, no, like, I agree. But I think the reason Hazel actually contacted us is on the back of the whole conversation, the whole Enoch Burke story, where he, as an individual, didn't want to accept a trans child. Hazel is saying, well, it's not like that everywhere. My child's school is fantastic. In accepting a child for being who they are, essentially.
Yeah. And I'd agree with that. Like, when you're looking at teenagers and at that age and their developmental progress, do you know what I mean? The supports that they need. It's so important that they are supported in school, at home, by their friends. Do you know what I mean? So if a child, if it's a phase or if it's not, if a child comes out and says, I'm non-binary or I'm transgender or I don't identify as the gender I was born with, my biological gender, it's important that they're supported for their own mental health and for their progression, like all round. But at the same time...
When you hear, I don't know if you heard that message that I played from Jess a minute ago, and Jess is a member of the LGBTQ community. She's spoken about that herself. She's a lesbian woman, but she still finds this whole non-binary thing very difficult. She basically said it's a load of rubbish.
But
it's brainwashing.
She's allowed to do that, isn't she, Brenda? But the fact...
I don't understand why. Why is it brainwashing? Why? What is it about a child that has, like, the LGBT community is a predominantly peaceful community.
Absolutely. This teenager who's 15 or 16 is identifying as non-binary, neither male nor female. This person, as it happens, hasn't had to change their name because it is a unisex name and hasn't changed their name. But anyway, the point is that some people believe this is a big issue to recognise somebody with the pronouns they or them. What do you say to people who make a big deal out of this?
Why? My big question whenever someone says that is why? And very little of them can actually give an answer.
No, they can't. That's the thing, they really can't. No.
Because there actually is no logical reason why people have such an issue with it, apart from pure ignorance.
And in fact, to go back to Jess's message, she talks about brainwashing. Who's doing this brainwashing, Jess?
This is what I mean. How is it brainwashing?
This is a 15 or 16-year-old teenager who has decided that they are neither male nor female. They just want to identify
as... Which is their choice, by the way. It's their body.
That's exactly the point.
Yeah, exactly. I'd agree with that. So maybe if
you're still listening, Jess, you could answer the question. Who is doing the brainwashing?
And in the same breath, she'll say that someone like Enoch Burke is not brainwashed, who clearly is brainwashed.
Yeah, I mean, he's religiously, religious fanatic. The same people that are against non-binary children, by the way, are behind a religious fanatic. Do you know what I mean? But the child is brainwashed. Just like you said, the child is the one that's brainwashed. The LGBT trans agenda. That's the term. They're the ones that are brainwashing. But the people are actually actively backing a religious fanatic who studied law, is well able to understand exactly why they're in prison and why they're going through, but is still trying to say it's because of transgenderism and them standing up for their beliefs. But why is the belief when it's a young child and a child that needs support, that needs a supportive environment around them? Why all of a sudden is that such a major...
Back to your point, that we shouldn't have to praise a school for being all-encompassing and embracing this individual and treating them with respect. But I think Hazel, I think that's the point. I think that's why Hazel did contact us, because she thinks this is the way it should be. Nobody should be making a big deal of it. And in fact, that's exactly what she says.
I think most schools are... Because it's their duty of care to support a child. Do you know what I mean? As long as that child is not putting itself in harm's way, it's their duty of care. Enoch Burke failed at his duty of care.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Jason. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason? It is a school and a teacher's duty of care to look after children and to support them when they are dealing with gender identity issues, for example.
Okay, and what about if there's a child in the bathroom, okay, and she's 13, 14, and a non-binary student comes in and today he feels female, which, by the way, none of them can ever answer that. I've asked it a few times. Can anybody actually tell me what being male is and what being female is? They can't. They say, oh, I feel male today and I feel female tomorrow. What is that? Non-binary is not a thing, okay? It's never been a thing. I'll accept that some people believe that they're male when they're female and some people believe the opposite. But that, there's a condition for that.
Hang on. Somebody who is non-binary wishes to identify as neither.
That's a load in the ass. They're not identifying as neither.
Hang on for one second. So a school...
Can you get
somebody on to tell me what that feels like. How can they know that they feel male today and female tomorrow?
So, Jason, this lady who contacted us is contacting us because she is so proud of her child's school for being all inclusive.
Because we know what
but Jason, hang on. Is your solution a child in a school approaches the teachers and says, I wish to identify as non-binary? Is your solution to that? Okay. Hang on, just listen to me. Is your solution to that a teacher to say, piss off, get a grip of yourself?
Not at all. You go down the right road now. You get in touch with the parents. Then you say, listen, there's something going on with your child. You need to talk to a professional.
And the parents, hang on, and the parents say, yes, we're aware that our child is identifying as non-binary.
Okay, well then you have to call a meeting with all the other parents in that school and let them know that there is a child that's identifying that. And are you happy to, if it's a boy identifying, are you happy to allow him to use your daughter?
Wow, Jason. So you want this child singled out in front of the population of the school?
No. But come here, he's coming out as non-binary to the population. Because a lot of it is they're just looking. They're literally just looking for everybody to look at them. A lot of these people, that's what it is.
So
but what about the safety of the young girls that are 13 and 14 going through their own changes in life?
Okay, can I just tell you, Jason, that in an awful lot of schools, by the way, where it comes to toilets and everything else, there are unisex toilets all over modern schools. There are.
Yes, over a lot, but there's still a lot that isn't. Okay, and what about sports? If he identifies as a girl today, is he allowed to compete with the girls in the sport, and then tomorrow he identifies as a boy, is he allowed to compete with the boys? See, where's the safety for the other kids that ain't A young girl can get seriously hurt by a boy to saying he's a girl today and is in a contact sport. Because a lot of times they're allowed in the contact sport. So where's the safety for the other kids? I'm all about safety,
Brenda, let me bring you back in.
How are you?
What do you say to everything you've just heard there?
Well, a lot of it doesn't make sense because what you're asking is you're not talking about someone who's non-binary. Non-binary is not specific to a gender. Schools are well able to look after those. If a child comes and they say they're non-binary, schools are equipped to be able to look after that when it comes to toilet. When it comes to using the toilet, it's really not that big of a deal. They can let them use the unisex toilet. Most schools have them. I'd say a vast majority of the rural schools have them. What you're saying about, like, what about the young girls and being safe? They're not, for one, most schools aren't sharing toilets. And for two, it's a non-binary child. You don't know if this child was born male or female. You're hyper-focusing on the young girls being safe in order to kind of force your agenda with that one. And that's what a lot of people
have Not all schools have segregated toilets, okay? And what about sports when it comes to sports? What about that when it comes to contact sports? We've already seen cases of women getting fractured skulls because they went up against a bloke who was now identifying as a woman. Right? We've seen it. It was an MMA and they had it all on the telly and everybody had to say how great this was that this ex-Marine was after fracturing this woman's skull all in the name of inclusivity. It's definitely going on. So if your child identifies, and which is a big thing now, as if your child identifies as a disabled person and wants to disable themselves, because it's door body, door choice. Just remember you said that. What do we do now? There's a case of a woman in England.
I can't hear both of you. All I'm hearing is a shouting mess. Jason, you need to calm it down a bit because literally we can't understand what you're saying. Brenda.
No, you're all right. Just the problem, Jason, the problem is that you're not actually hearing what anybody else is saying. You're just yammering on so you can get your own point across to the point where you're not making sense. You're after saying, am I right in hearing that? What if somebody identifies as disabled?
That makes no sense.
But you're pulling out excuses what we're talking about. If somebody was to identify as disabled, that's a completely different issue. And it's just
that literally isn't what we're talking about today.
Jason,
the question that we're asking is, what is wrong? And I want you to answer this in one sentence without shouting. What is wrong with a school being all embracing and accepting fully a child identifying as non-binary? Please tell me in a sentence without shouting or losing the plot what the problem is here.
Yeah, patronizing fuckers. What do you mean, what's the problem? I don't want my daughter mixing in with somebody who thinks it's a girl today and a boy tomorrow, okay?
But your daughter is going to have to mix in that society,
that's a mental deficiency, okay? Somebody who doesn't know they're a boy or a girl, okay? It's called body dysmorphia, okay? And we have treatments for it. This non-binary thing has just came out of nowhere, okay?
Brenda, he's basically arguing that he does want his child mixing with somebody like that. We need to single out these children and
And Jason, here's the other problem, Jason. I don't know a lot of your kids are grown up, but you do have younger kids as well. The chances are, given that the world we live in now, that your children are going to be palling around with probably gender neutral and non-binary children.
It's happened already.
It is.
You can see from the parents, you can actually see, when you could single this family out straight away and go, that's the one that has it. They like to be the center of attention, and that's all it is, okay?
Right, so you believe somebody who is identifying as non-binary is an attention seeker, that's it?
Yeah, it's made up,
It's made up attention seeking, Brenda.
Yeah, if you don't understand it, at least try to understand it rather than just make up things like it's attention seeking. But that's the thing. Most people who have that ideology don't understand it. It's the same bracket of people that say that, oh, if someone has depression, they won't talk about it because they won't want attention. It's that same bracket. If you don't understand it, at least try and understand it before you pass a comment on it. Not only before you pass a comment on it, before you pass a number of just completely illogical comments on it. Like, your child is at some point in their youth and in their adult life going to have to deal with someone who is non-binary, who is trans, who is whatever, because that's how society is. And if you're teaching them that this is wrong or this isn't right, you're just setting them up for failure as they get older. They're going to have to learn it themselves. And in society now, they more than likely will. But if you're forcing them to be inclusive by the way you're speaking to them and what you're teaching them at home, you're just setting them up for failure out in the real world, because out in the real world, people are non-binary. People are LGBT. Her boss, her manager, her teachers, her friends.
And as well, sorry to cut across you. Message from Keane that came in and says, where was non-binary people 10, 20 years ago? Non-binary people, literally, Keane, Google is your friend. You can literally get the answers to these things on Google. Non-binary people have been around since Roman times.
And were described years ago as androgynous. That's a word that was used to describe people. And in all sorts of musical cultures, there were androgynous people that were neither male nor female. You couldn't put a label on them.
All you have to do, Keane, and the rest of you who think that this non-binary thing is a new jazz, all you have to do is look at any old Roman movies, and they always had these people who were neither male or female. In fact, in Gladiator, even that movie that was set in Roman times, they have them. So they've always been around. You know what wasn't around though, Keane? Social media to spread it. So people didn't know. These people just lived their lives on their own, minding their own business, and nobody got involved because there was no podcast like this and there was no social media to call them all weirdos. So non-binary people have been around a long, long time. Just because you didn't know about it didn't mean it didn't exist.
Darren has been on to us.
So the obligatory Jeremy calling everyone a bigot because they don't agree with his ideology shit. I think he's a fine lad that he's in the minority. The majority of people don't believe this shit. It's non-existent. You tell the child, there's only two genders, you're either male or a female. When you're 18, then you can decide what you want to do, but until then, no, you're a man or a woman. And I don't care, Jeremy, if you call me a bigot. Call me a bigot all you want. I couldn't care less. But you're in the minority here. I wanted to be the Hulk when I was younger, but you didn't see my parents giving me spinach and painting me green and giving me steroids, did you?
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, I know you wanted to address Darren's message a moment ago. What's wrong with you? Banging your head against the desk here. Go
this
on.
This is me literally banging my head. Again, Darren, open your ears. Like, are you high listening to this? Are you hearing different things?
Why, what are you saying?
I didn't say people are bigots for not believing in 62 genders. Okay, that's not what I said. And in fact, if you were to push me on it, I only believe there's two genders as well. That's all I believe. And Adrian only believes there's two genders. But you completely missed the point of this topic by a country mile, Darren. This is not about what you believe. It's about accepting things that sometimes you don't believe. Okay.
Or accepting things that you actually have no control over.
Yeah, you've no control.
So if your child, so or this, if this child in class has identified as non-binary, that is something you have no control over. So you may as well just roll with it.
Yes.
Accept it. Move on.
So this child, Darren, that you don't even know from Adam, and Adam isn't the child's name, by the way, but you don't know this child from Adam. The child goes to about a 15-year-old, goes to a school in Dublin 13, yeah, and is identifying as non-binary. Darren, little secret for you. It's not fucking affecting your life in any way whatsoever. You're not even in the fucking same school. So this is not about accepting, oh, is there 1,000 genders? Or I don't believe there's 1,000 genders. I don't believe in even that there's 15 different genders, okay? That's not what this is about. This is about not bullying children who feel a bit different. And again, a lot of you are showing your true colours here. Like someone a couple of minutes ago, I banged their head off across the... No, you wouldn't bang your own child's head across the wall.
Shannon, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Shannon. What did you want to say on this?
So my opinion on it is that professionally they should hold a duty of care to get these kids help. They shouldn't single them out, and they also shouldn't take it personally or put their personal opinion on it, but they should have these kids sent to a therapist to evaluate if it's a psychological problem.
Shannon, that's not the role of a teacher. But to send a
they do have a duty of care. The schools do have therapists in them, and I was in the Dublin 13 school, and two of them actually, and them schools did have therapists in the school that did send us to these people if we came out with things like this. And this was going back about 10 years ago. So hang on, if anyone had these types of problems...
Hang on. What you're saying is if somebody says, I wish to identify as non-binary, you send them off to a shrink. Yeah. Is that it?
A shrink is a bit excessive. To get the child assessed to make sure that there's no psychological problems going on, absolutely. But there's a difference between having a duty of care to check that there's no mental issues with the child.
Hang on. A school can't just send a child for psychological evaluation without parental consent.
There's not psychological evaluation. Every school near enough these days has guidance counsellors and therapists in them to help these kids.
Okay, again.
I have a son in a school, actually in Dublin 13 too, and they have a therapist in there. If kids come out with any emotional problems or anything like that, they bring it to the parents and then they do send them to these therapists to see if there's another problem along with it, other than it just being that the child wants to evaluate with parental consent.
A school can't just
They don't need parental consent, actually, because they can involve TUSLA if you deny it.
Okay, but TUSLA aren't... If you say, for instance, this particular child, as we're talking about, Shannon, is 15, so nearly an adult, actually.
But they're still a child.
I know that. I agree with you. And they're not trans. They are non-binary. I would imagine...
As I said, I don't have an opinion on either or.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care for either or. You do what you want to do with your life. That's your life. But they should have a duty of care to get these children to a therapist to make sure that there's not a mental evaluation needed.
I agree.
Shannon, your implication here is that if a teenager identifies as non-binary, that's a mental health issue that they need to have examined.
But I'm saying there could be an underlying mental health issue. What about if that same
15 or 16 year old identifies just as gay? I'm gay, I'm not straight. Does that same child have to go? 30 years ago, they would have been sent to... That's exactly my point. There's nothing wrong with being gay. There's nothing wrong with being transgender. There's nothing wrong with being lesbian.
That's not what she's saying.
Shannon, I hear where you're coming. You're not listening to Adrian. You're just shushing.
Sorry,
you just shush for a second. What she is saying is, yeah, that in the best interests of a child, and I agree with what Jason is saying, there are some children nowadays, that, especially in America, you see them, who are just doing it because it's the cool thing
that's
to
fine.
Do.
That's fine.
That's exactly what my point is, that there could be an underlying mental health problem that they should have a duty of care to check on. They shouldn't discriminate personal opinions on it or anything.
Okay, let me throw this straight back to you, Brenda, that if a child in a school is identifying as, for example, non-binary, they should be sent off for counselling. That's really what Shannon is saying.
No, I can't agree with that. And I can't agree with that because, for one, most skills, like, I don't, for one, it's definitely not a duty of care thing. Like, skills are.
Not really, because they should be looking after the child's mental health, because it's still a mental health problem. Not to push their child to be psychologically assessed.
For a psychological assessment,
there is some going on with their mentally that they feel the need to identify as this. So they should be assessed by a mental health expert. But how are you to know if you don't get them assessed? How are you to know if you don't get them assessed?
I think if someone's child is having actual mental health issues, you'll be able to tell that there needs to be an assessment there. But when it comes to gender identity, that's completely different.
But I'm not saying an assessment to see if they have something seriously wrong with them. I'm saying an assessment to make sure there's nothing going on behind it that makes them feel like they need to identify like
But
this.
Again, Shannon, your implication is there must be something wrong if you want to identify as...
That's not what Shannon is saying. If that was the case, we'd have to assess any child for anything.
As Jeremy said a moment ago, 30 or 40 or 50 years ago, if a teenager were to identify as gay, okay?
They were hooked up to probes and literally shunned and shock therapy.
And
but
now,
that's a lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lack of knowledge.
But I'm saying that these kids sometimes have a reaction to trauma and come out like this because they're having a traumatic issue and then want something to focus the attention elsewhere than what's going on in their life. I kind of understand what you're saying.
I don't think what Shannon is saying is crazy.
That's a significant...
But I'm not saying there's a problem with them having an identification as non-binary. They can identify as that if they want to. But I'm saying, as a duty of care as a teacher, they should speak to the parents and have them psychologically
So if the parents say, well, actually, teacher, we're aware that our child is identifying as non-binary, we're happy with that, that should be the end of it then, is it not?
Then so be it. So be it. If the parents want to speak that way,
You're saying about duty of care. If you're saying that there should be a duty of care to take that, but the parents say no, I don't think so.
As a duty of care, if the teacher still feels that way, they can bring the assessment to TUSLA, and TUSLA has to go against what the parents have to say anyway, because it is a place in our kids' school as well, which happens that if the teacher feels like the parent is overstepping, they go to TUSLA to get permission to have them with the therapist. And this is in a Dublin 13 school.
I don't know what school has therapists in them. It's very good that there are schools today that have therapists.
Two schools I went to had therapists in them in Dublin 13, and my son's school, who's actually in primary school, they also have one there.
I've heard of a guidance counselor. I've never heard of a therapist actually in a school. I've heard of them linked, but not in a school. I'm not saying anything against it, I'm just saying I've never heard that.
I've been out of school nine, ten years, and this was back then we had them. And my I have a little brother who's still in school, six years. And they still have them. The schools are already stretched.
When you're going back to the topic of trauma, schools are already stretched, and the mental health sector for young, for kids, like CAMHS and all, they're already stretched. Their waiting lists are major. If you're wanting to assess a child just based off their gender identity without any other signs of trauma or mental health issues or anything else,
the teacher would not know if there's another issue at home going on. Like, there could be an issue, but the teacher will not know this. Shannon, the teacher should query into it.
What I picked from you at the start was the school has a duty of care to send the child off for counselling, blah, 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 blah.
That's not what you meant at all. You're saying, obviously, to consult with parents.
But if parents
consult
say...
Consult and make sure that there's not something here.
Okay, and if the parents say... If the parents say, I'm aware that my child is non-binary and I'm happy with that. All you have to do is look to a politician like Paul Murphy, okay? And Paul Murphy and his partner are raising their child as non-binary. So in seven or eight years' time, when that child in school tells...
Paul Murphy's child's passport, what does it say?
I don't know. I have no idea. It's none of my business what's on the child's passport.
No, just asking.
The point I'm trying to make is in 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 years, when that child in school identifies to the rest of his class or her class or their class as non-binary, that's it. the conversation is over because that's the way that child has been brought up.
That's the way they are.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So be it. But my point is that there is a lot of parents out there that won't be happy with this, that won't know their child is identifying as this, and there could be a problem that the parents are not aware of.
Okay,
and it should be brought to the attention.
Should it also be brought to a parent's attention if their child identifies as gay?
Well, if they want to, like, it's up to if the a child, if a child, say if they want to.
If a child comes out to be honest, if it was my child,
I'd hope that they tell me so that my son is felt comfortable at home. If he didn't tell me, I'd like to know.
Yeah,
I'd like to know for my own sake to be able to comfort them. But I think, especially with young kids.
Yeah, I think as
when
well, Shannon.
Under the age of 15, 16, they're still kids, very young kids.
I agree with you. I think most parents, most level-headed parents, if their child did turn around and say to my, and this, by the way, this isn't anti-trans or anti-non-binary. If they did say, listen, I'm identifying as non-binary, you probably would bring them to see somebody who is qualified to make, that's all Shannon is saying, by the way. You said, just bring them to a professional. If your child is having feelings that you don't think are normal, you bring them to someone to talk to about what's wrong with that?
Or you might just say, oh, that's okay. As a lot of parents do. That's okay. You do you. You be you. Let me go to more of your opinions. Our WhatsApp number is 085 825 2626. Jonathan.
Good afternoon, boys. Sorry I can't come on. But just to point out to Jeremy that he's not mind, his hypocrisy shining through once again. You spent the whole episode last week, Jeremy, discriminating against children. You discriminate against children all the time on this show. So, you know, when you make up your bleeding minds, you're either for discrimination or you're against discrimination. You're for law and order, you're against law and order. Pick a side, man, and stick to it, will you?
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Johnny, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm grand, lads. I hope yous are well. Just interesting topic. Just Adrian, you were saying there about, like, as in just, you know, someone's parents or someone's child is, you know, they're bringing up the child as non-binary. Like, as in, just firstly, like, as in, I've seen parents that have brought up their children wrong. No, they don't do certain things, or they don't punish them when, you know, they've done stuff wrong.
I've seen it myself. I see it firsthand. Parenting, disgraceful parenting that you know is not in the best interest of the child. I've seen it myself. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, number one.
So like, as in, to bring up like a child into that and tell them that, you know, they're a them or a they, just firstly, it's just like that's. They have to find that out themselves. Like, also as well, like, as in, let's say, God forbid, a child had an accident, right? And the ambulance comes. One of the first things that they identify is it a boy or a girl, right? So you're going into that there going, oh, I don't know, it's a day, right? So let's say, as an example, you're like, right, well, give me some sort of details so that I can get the medication ready. Like, you have to like specify certain things so that it can help. Now, like, I went to school in Dublin 13 and we weren't even allowed to have our hair long. And, you know, at such a young age, you're able to go, right, well, you're trans, right? Well, then why don't we start talking about lowering the drinking age? And why don't we start talking about, you know, people from the age of 13 being allowed to vote for whoever they wanted to vote for? Like, it's absolutely ridiculous at such a young age, at such a pivotal time in their life, that people are going, right, you can be whatever you want to be.
Okay, but again, Johnny, I'll take that argument that step further. Is it okay for a 15 or a 16-year-old to identify as gay?
Like, as in, here's the thing, right? How many times when people... I know people that thought they were gay up until they were into their mid-20s. So, like,
thought they were gay?
Thought they were gay, yeah. And then it turned out that they weren't. And then now they have three kids.
But but by contrast, I knew somebody as a teenager, and it was as obvious as the day is long that the person was gay. When they were a teenager, they didn't accept that they were gay, but it turned out that they were gay in the end, and the dogs on the street knew they were gay.
Yeah, but the thing was, is that did they do anything that could have been something that they couldn't reverse?
No, being gay is not something that you can't reverse or whatever you're talking about. But similarly, identifying as non-binary is not something that can't be reversed if you want to.
But like, as in, like, I disagree with you a lot. So like,
So someone can say that they're an ace day or whatever. Okay, right. Well, we'll put it this way then, right? So let's say someone's identifying as a certain way, right? And they do something that they break the law. And then in the law, they're like, well, what gender are you? And they're like, I'm a day or a them, right? So later on, they go, well, that report that the guard has wrote is wrong because I'm not actually a day, I'm a him or a her, right? Then that means that the report that the guard has filled out is wrong and therefore they can get away with the crime.
I think you've run away with yourself a little bit now, if I'm to be honest. We're talking...
No, because even if a guard spells something wrong on a report in terms of someone's name,
okay,
they can go, that's not my name, it's Craig O'Donnell.
This comes back to tolerance and understanding. And the lady Hazel who contacted us in the first place was merely contacting us to say that the school that her child goes to in Dublin 13 is brilliant because they have accepted a child identifying as non-binary and have not made any issue over it at all. And that's really the only reason Hazel contacted us.
So someone can say that they're like as in a different gender, but like if that's the school that I think it is in Dublin 13, certain students can't have their hair long.
Well, I don't know. I do know the name of the school in Dublin 13. I don't know if it's the same one you're talking about.
So basically, there's rules for some people and not for others.
This isn't a rule. This is just a school saying, we accept you. You're identifying as non-binary. That's cool with us. That's literally all it is.
But Johnny, can I ask you, Johnny, what is the option then regarding this school in Dublin 13 and the 15-year-old who is identifying as non-binary? What if you were the principal of that school, okay?
Yeah.
If you were the principal of that school and the child came up to you and said, I want to identify as non-binary, what would be your reply? Get the fuck out of the school? Go into a separate class.
It would be to talk to them and see do they need mental help.
Okay, and they say they don't, and the parents are quite happy. So what's the next move?
Well, like as in, like that would be up to a medical professional to discuss, not myself. At the end of the day, there's not name another animal that there is like a there's non-binary other than human.
So there's no animals like humans in terms of our being sentient beings.
Exactly. It's a circus, lads.
If that were to happen in that school, you would treat that that individual as a circus clown. Is that really what you're saying?
What I'd say is they need to talk to a medical professional, and that's what I would say.
By the way, thank you, Amanda. Our researcher has just given us this. There's loads of species of animals that are non-binary, including one which a lot of you might have in your house, the bearded dragon.
Have they told you?
What do you mean, have to tell? No, well, I presume...
Science knows the answers.
The beard...
Lads, come on. Well, that's ridiculous. Like, it's just ridiculous. Like, as in, I wanted to be Peter Pan. Like, as in, like, it's ridiculous to think that, like, as in, how many people are confused about, you know, their ideology?
Johnny, the bit that really bothers me is, we were talking earlier on about condoning the bullying of young people, and this, your attitude to this individual is to literally treat them as the class clown. You just described it as a circus.
As in the ideology, like as in what that person needs, God loves them, is they need help. They don't need, firstly,
I think they just need acceptance.
Do you know what's rich, right? There's going to be people all around Dublin going, I wonder who this person's about, right? And there's you, like the two of you, as in just branding it out there for all of Dublin. So now all of Dublin's going to be wondering about this one person, talking about making a situation.
You make it sound as if this is the only individual identifying as non-binary. You need to really give your head a wobble. There are an awful lot of people identifying as non-binary.
Alright, lads. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Laura, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura? Now, Laura, what do you want to say?
I don't get the whole issue of like people getting pissed off with non-binary people. It's just like, I've talked about gay people, how people used to think they were freaks, and people, psychologists trying to electrocute the gayness out with them and saying, you know, well, you're straight now, type of thing. And I'm very shocked with Jess actually, because, you know, the whole LGBT community, and it's all about inclusion and being yourself and calling them freaks and all stuff. It's like, what the hell? Like, you
and,
know,
and that's the bit that
I'm very shocked with that, you know.
That's the bit, you know, that gets me. I understand.
Not boring anybody.
I understand, like, I understand what some of our callers have said, that maybe this individual might need to talk to somebody or whatever. And but ultimately, my feeling on this is, and as Jeremy said earlier on, in my personal opinion, there are two genders, male and female. Okay, but if you want to identify as non-binary, it is
knock yourself out.
Yeah, that's knock exactly my out. Point. Knock Please. Yourself out. It's no skin off my nose.
Not hurting anybody.
You do you. As long as you're not hurting people, fire ahead. Off you go. Be yourself.
Thing with unisex toilets as well. Like, coffee shops have unisex toilets.
Yeah, we have a unisex toilet in our house, by the way.
Yeah, most people do.
They all have unisex toilets.
It's not a new thing.
This whole thing of our kids being safe and all that stuff. Like, straight people, you know, different men and women, you know, it's...
Like you said, I don't understand how people get so worked up about this. Just you, and if you do you, you
and if
be
you're
you.
Worried about, and I know Jason at the start was saying he'd be worried about that trans student. Here's what you need to be worried about if you have a daughter in school or whatever that's 14 or 15. The thing you need to be worried about is those horny teenage boys who are literally have their hormones running wild at the moment. They're after being looking at, and it's a conversation with the other day, they're looking at porn that you could not imagine, that we never looked at when we were teenagers. Their hormones, they want to be sexually active at the age of 14 and 15. They're the little fuckers that you need to be worried about for your daughters. Okay?
Absolutely.
That's who you need to be worried about.
Totally agree with you. Sean.
I think any school that accepts that, and any teachers that accept to call people they or that like that, as most of your callers are saying, you're a man or a woman. And any school teacher that accepts that should be fucking closed down, because it's only fucking causing havoc within the society. You're either a man or a woman. It's that simple.
And Sean, the shocking part of what you're saying in that message is the solution is to literally single out and pick on somebody who is slightly different. That's the bit that scares me about what you're saying. So somebody identifies as non-binary, you're a freak, we need to sideline you, you need to be bullied, and ultimately people that end up taking their own lives.
So do they want
that's
those,
his solution.
They want those children put into the janitor's closet to learn how
literally,
to...
Literally, literally. Okay. Samantha!
Hi guys, great show today, sorry I can't come on. I just wanted to make a quick point about they, them, because it really bugs me when, you know, you hear people talking about trans or non-binary people and saying, I refuse to call them, they are not people, they are a singular person. So a little English lesson for everybody here. They is used as a singular pronoun for people of non-determined gender. So if you don't know the gender, if you can't guess the gender, you're looking at just a surname, you don't know what whether the person is male, female, non-binary, whatever, we use they. We have always used they. This is not a new thing. I taught English for 13 years to foreign students, and this is what they were taught. They can be used for singular, non-gender defined person or plural people. So people who go, I refuse to use they, them because they're one person. We use it all the time. Get over yourselves. Seriously, it's a word. Just use it. If it affords someone the opportunity and the comfort to explore their gender identity, you know, then I don't see the problem. Why jump from he to she? Surely they is the perfect middle ground for people who don't know and aren't sure about their gender identity.
Thanks very much indeed for your message, Samantha. Now, great message.
I know there's people listening to Samantha's messages now, and you guys listen to this podcast on your phones normally. You're listening to it on Spotify or Apple at the moment. I'd say there's a few people that are after picking up their phone and fecking it across the wall after listening to Samantha.
Anyway.
But again, it is a bit snowflakey, guys, to get caught up on
over a word. Literally.
Like a pronoun. We learn pronouns in school. We learn nouns. We learn verbs and all that. It's just a word. Words don't hurt.
Now, before we go, we have another Opinions Matter travel mug to give away.
Now, don't say anything else, because the question is in relation to the travel mug.
Oh, okay, right. The question today for you to win yourself an Opinions Matter exclusive travel mug
merch.
Is...
Yeah, merch.
Yeah, it's merch. It's great merch.
Our Opinions Matter travel mugs
yeah.
are predominantly, that means mainly, by the way.
Mainly, yeah.
What
yeah.
colour?
Ooh.
Sorry, what do you mean, ooh? You know, you're looking at one. You're literally...
Oh, and in fact, if you've half a brain, you'll go onto our Facebook page, facebook.com/AdrianKayandJeremyD.
What if you don't have half a brain?
And you'll see a photograph of them.
What if you don't have half a brain? What if you have a quarter of a brain?
You'll still be able to find a picture. Go onto our Facebook page. So, our Opinions Matter travel mugs that we are giving away are what colour? Yeah, there you go. Send us the answer anytime before Monday the 19th. To 085-825-2626. Our Opinions Matter travel mugs are what colour? Send your answer to 085-825-2626 before Monday the 19th of January. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Hit subscribe or follow a click of the bell icon and we'll catch you on the next episode of Opinions Matter.